Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try, they've been changing this all the time, another exclusive from Bell's. It used to be B1 exclusives, then Eccentric exclusives, whatever you want to call it. I'm just going to call it Bell's exclusive. So this is salted chocolate balsamic porter. I did pick this up at the general store, Best Buy 6/16/24. Shelf life is 6 months, 9% ABV. And now looking at that, I have this glass. I'm going to continue to use this glass, even though this is 9%. I'm not going to read the back yet. We'll check that out. I do have the receipt. But it's way over there and I'm not going to get it. So we'll just deal with it. Not sure how much it was. Oops. Get that over there. I need to clean up all my caps. Oh, nice smoke. This has probably been sitting out 20 minutes. So it'll be up to you how you enjoy, your porters, your stouts. Room temperature, cellar temperature, refrigerator temperature, whatever. If you enjoy videos like this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit that thumbs up. Helps me out. Costs you nothing. Head. So this has, I'm guessing they put salt and chocolate in here. So I was actually thinking it was going to keep its head, but if they put salt, maybe the salt took the head away. Light chocolate colored, very light chocolate colored head, going away quick. Lots there. It's like in a boil, in a homebrew boil where it just starts to boil. It almost looks like that. This glass is etched, but I don't think I've ever seen it bubble like that before. Like it's moving the top color on this. Yeah. Dark amber brown in color. Good color. Of course, you guys are seeing it black. Let's change that. There you go. Good color. Probably a little bit darker. If they are using chocolate, cocoa nibs, I'm guessing cocoa nibs secondary maybe. But we'll see what the back says after we're done. So it's probably going to be a little bit darker. It's fine. It's a porter. Let's go ahead and smell. I get a roasted malt, almost like a roasted light chocolate coffee. It almost smells like there's something else in there, but it's not like a salt. Like some gosas, you can get that salt. I'm not getting the salt. It's almost like a liqueur, like a chocolate liqueur. Well, we're dealing with 9%. No wonder. Okay. See, I even forgot what it is. I would say there's a little alcohol, like mixing with that chocolate, light chocolate liqueur. 9%, sure. Makes all the sense in the world now. Yeah, it's like that. Maybe a little salt in there, but that roasted chocolate coffee is what I get. It's nothing, you know, humongous, but it's nice, good smelling. And then it's like a Hershey's syrup with alcohol, like a Hershey's liqueur, something like that. It smells good. Let's go ahead and taste. I can taste that salt. It's not. So sometimes the neighbor will make me chocolate chip cookies with sea salt on them. And you get, if you get a bite of that sea salt, you can really taste that salt. It's not like this. It's almost, it's in there, which is a good thing in my opinion. You can taste it a little, but It's almost like it's dull. Like the chocolate, the smell's not going over into the taste. It's very light chocolate. I don't know how to explain that. It's almost like there's a covering. Like you're eating the chocolate, but there's no chocolate. There's not hardly any chocolate flavor coming out of that chocolate. It's like muted. And then I get some alcohol, a little like watered down roasted malt. Very, very muted. Like you can tell that it's there, but it's not. I pick a roasted alcohol for most of it. But there's a tiny bit of chocolate. Huh. 9%? Well, it's a porter. I was going to say, the body's not very thick either. Body's probably good for what it is. There is some bitterness in the back. I don't get an alcohol burn, but I do get that alcohol taste. 3.75 out of 5. I would not buy any more of this. Where's the flavor? Like, bring that salted caramel out. Or caramel. Salted chocolate. It doesn't salt enhance chocolate. Is there too much salt? Maybe that's what's muting it? But it's almost like eating, I can't remember what chocolate wheat tastes like. But something along the, like a chocolate brown malt or brown chocolate malt, whatever they call it, like eating one of those. Yeah. 3.75. Let's see what they're saying on the back of this. Small batches. Yeah. Yep, that's it. Good. Let's check Untappd. None of my friends have checked this in. 112 people have. 3.92 out of 5. Chocolate, roasty, malty, caramel, salty. Definitely didn't say anything about caramel in this one. Let's see if anybody's said anything about this. Salted caramel is extremely noticeable in the aftertaste. No, it's not. I wonder. Nah, I don't want to get into it. Never mind. Yes, I have to now. How many beers has this person had? Okay, almost 3,000. Huh. Maybe it's different on... No, it says purchased. Maybe they had it at the brewery. That's extremely high. 4.25. Salty is quite light. Okay. They're saying the chocolate was light. Or the salt is light. Okay, I'm not going to bore you guys trying to read through all this. Yeah. Hey, it is what it is. If you can pick this up, if you're around Bell's and you want to pick one of these up, give it a try. If you do, leave a comment down below.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.